The kids are still at practice, and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me, because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep. It'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability. Restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
The Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. Concerns have been raised over the uptake and the increase in the number of people using e-scooters because of the adverse effect it might have on people's physical health. Despite the electric vehicles being seen as a sustainable form of transport, they create less air, less noise pollution. Users of the scooters could be less inclined to walk or less inclined to cycle because they can take an e-scooter. So for more on this, I'm joined by Professor Donal O'Shea, HSE Clinical Lead on Obesity. Donal, good morning.
Good morning, Anton.
Donal, I suspect people will listen to that and they will think, we are told that we have to get out of our cars. We are told that we have to contribute less to climate change. Then as soon as we do it, we're told it's making us fat and we have to do something else. You can't make anybody happy.
Yeah, that will be the attitude. And that's what many people's reaction will be. But if you actually stop and think about it, yeah, they're good for the environment. They're better than the car, but they're not as good as cycling or walking. And you've got to look at the creep we have in society over the last 40 years from, you know, takeaway was something you went down, got and brought home. It's now delivered to your house with Deliveroo and Just Eat. If you wanted to have a pineapple, even just take that, you would usually buy a pineapple, cut it, just those small actions. Now you get a pineapple in a plastic wrapping. We used to wind down the car window. Now you just press a button. And all these things, you know, one calorie a day at a population level makes a massive difference. And people don't get that. And it's the public health docs have raised this concern. And if you stop and think about how sedentary society has become, you'll begin to say, okay, there's a point. Now, it's better than a car. You are standing on a scooter, which is better than sitting, but you're not expending the same amount of energy as if you were walking or cycling.
And well, applying your own logic, where you talk about the tiny increases in calorie consumption, even slicing a pineapple, surely there is a calorie consumption in the concentration required to run an e-scooter. There is a little bit of physicality in riding one through traffic. Does that not all count?
Yeah, it counts, absolutely. And it is, as I said, it is better than a car and it's environmentally friendly, but it's not walking. It's not cycling, which, you know, we were designed, we were hardwired to be physically active. And our current society and this old kind of jaded term now of the obesogenic environment, where we're physically less active and calories are coming at us left, right and center, you know, has just taken over. And we just need to keep reminding ourselves that society is trying to make us less active when for our long-term health, more active is better.
From an obesity perspective, if you are trying to tackle it, do you get a greater bang for your buck by tackling the input or the output? Should people eat better or should they take more exercise if you're looking for what gives the best returns?
Yeah, so in terms of healthy weight, it is 70% about healthy eating and 30% about physical activity.
And in terms of the nation as we now stand, what are the stats around our obesity problem?
Unfortunately, you know, we're really high up in the international tables for both childhood overweight and obesity and adult overweight and obesity. And from, you know, my HSE point of view, we are bottom of the league in terms of treating and managing the problem. We understand obesity well. You know, if I sit down now with a patient who has red hair and started putting on weight at a young age, we know there's a 25% likelihood they have a genetic a cause for their obesity. That is treatable. The science has moved on. We understand that eat less, move more is not the treatment for obesity. And unfortunately, in Ireland, we're still not treating obesity as a chronic disease as much as we need to. We have plans to, and Minister Donnelly is very enthusiastic about funding those plans, but we haven't got there yet.
Go back to that. One in four people who present to you who have red hair and who started to put on weight young, that is driven by a genetic component that can be treated directly.
Correct. There is a kind of your hypothalamus is the part of your brain that controls hunger and satiety. And it's really hard to put on weight as a 2 or 3 year old. I mean, you know, because their just default is active, active, active. You know, when we're taking a history from an individual now, we'll ask, when did it start? And if it's under the age of 5, the antennae go up. This is an unusual type of obesity, because there's many different types of obesity. And if you put that with red hair, then you're kind of getting excited, to be honest, that, OK, let's send off a genetic test and let's see if this individual has that genetic change. And there's a once a week injection that will help that individual return to a healthy weight.
Well, this goes to the other thing you said. You said that the science in respect of the treatment of obesity is not eat less and move more. How so?
So if you get, say, take another disease, melanoma. It's a skin cancer that you get from too much sun. So you have a genetic predisposition and you get too much energy for your genes from the sun, and you get skin cancer. You are not told to put on a hat and wear sunscreen as your treatment. The cancer is treated. Obesity is, you have a genetic predisposition, which most of us do have a slight genetic predisposition, and you get too much energy from the environment for those genes. The treatment of your obesity is not eat less, move more. No more than the treatment of your skin cancer is sunscreen and wear a hat. So prevention of a disease and treatment of a disease, when you actually recognize that obesity is a disease, are different. And society needs to accept that. And society then needs to start doing its best to prevent. So we tell people with skin cancer, look, it's really important that you put on sunscreen and wear a hat. But we tell people who are living with obesity that, you know, healthy eating and being more physically active is very important, but it's not your treatment. Let's get on now and treat it as well.
Now, you say society will have to accept that. Let me devil's advocate what I know will be the view of many. Essentially, what you are saying is that if somebody is overweight, what society needs to accept is that is not their personal responsibility, nor do they have the capacity to rectify it. It needs to be treated as a medical ailment.
Now, the way you said that was condescending towards people living with overweight and obesity. And I know you are being devil's advocate, but it's a massive problem for people with obesity. The attitude that's there, just eat less, move more. You know, if you come and sit in our clinic with patients living with severe and complex obesity, the attitude they meet in society, the attitude they meet within the medical profession is unacceptable, has to change, will change very gradually, like attitude to AIDS changed, like attitude to epilepsy has changed. You know, epilepsy was a demonic possession 100 years ago, and we were using terms like lunatic and offensive terms. The attitude to people living with obesity needs to change. Personal responsibility is vital. Personal responsibility around healthy eating and active living is vital, but they need treatment to help them get to a healthier weight.
And does that mean as well then, Donald, that the attitude of the person with obesity themselves needs to change? Because I imagine that many of the patients who would ultimately present to you regard it as a matter of a pejoratively personal failure rather than one where they can get treatment or help.
Yeah, so correct. So I apologize for accusing you of being condescending, but that second question is fantastic insight. The people who are hardest on people living with obesity are people living with obesity. They have a self-loathing, a self-hate that is a massive barrier to them accepting the care and treatment that they need, just like any other chronic condition needs.
Donal O'Shea, thank you very much. That is Professor Donal O'Shea, HSE Clinical Lead on Obesity.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
The kids are still at practice, and I have no idea what's for dinner.
You can get a rotisserie chicken and two sides for just $15 in as fast as an hour with Walmart Express delivery.
Who said that? Who's in my house? Don't play with me, because I'm not the one.
It's just your friendly Walmart announcer. This is a commercial.
Oh, okay. You were saying dinner for a family was just $15?
Yep. It'll be at your door by the time you get the kids home from practice. Order now. Welcome to your Walmart. Subject to availability. Restrictions and fees apply.
Now that was a helpful commercial.